Telephone.
You're listening to The Phone Show.
You want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Telephone.
We don't have any killer robots.
Telephone.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Telephone.
Sir, this is the phone company on the line. You have a fraudulent call making calls to you. Please hang up the line. The police have been notified.
Telephone.
Live on the air. I need to extend that intro. It's not nearly long enough.
Okay, yes, you can get it going through like half the show.
Just eat up 15 minutes with the intro.
Yeah, and then do some breaking news, and then yep. Start the last
then
music.
Go to bed. It's over. So, hey, it's the phone show. I'm RBCP.
I'm Matt fucking Hillock.
Yep, you are. So, hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Did you hear about what the word is?
Is it the bird?
No, I'm sorry. Actually, I was going to say, did you hear about the thing in Colorado?
Oh.
Apparently there was
That Coors beer is now available for sale throughout the whole U.S. It's not only a Rocky Mountain beer.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. The banquet beer is finally available like all throughout the U.S. That's the big news out of Colorado.
Yeah. But then there's this other thing.
Yeah, what? Okay. Oh, that viral marketing thing.
Yeah, with Batman.
Yeah, the viral marketing Batman thing. Yeah, I did hear. Here's the most successful viral marketing campaign ever.
Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, that everybody's all about this fucking stupid Batman movie, even people that normally wouldn't watch it.
And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because, have you ever heard of Captain Jinx?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn off my tiny chat sounds before Legend starts yelling answers. and he wins a prize again accidentally.
He's good at that.
All right, so Captain Jinx is a Howard Stern, disciple, I guess. I don't know what you'd call him, but... He calls into every major media event that happens, like, in the past, at least, like, 15 or 20 years.
And he does what, like, the Howard Stern penis thing?
Well, no, he calls in, and he usually says something really creative. Like, okay, in 1997, Princess Diana died, and I started seeing in all the papers that the reason she was rushing, you know, she died in a car accident, and the reason she died in a car accident is because her and her chauffeur were rushing to the video store to return videos. And they lost control of the car. Have you ever heard this?
No.
Okay, and so, like, all these different papers pick that up. And I didn't find out until, like, a year later when I found out who Captain Jinx was, that it was his fault. He said that he got on the phone on a live news report and said he was somebody related to the incident and said that the reason they were, the reason they got in a car wreck is because they were rushing to the video store to, check out Howard Stern's Private Parts, the movie.
Oh, nice.
The movie. And all the media people picked that up. And that's hilarious. He does a bunch of awesome ones. The one he did for this Batman thing isn't really awesome. It's, you know, not that hilarious, but I'm going to play it anyway because...
Rock on. Cool.
Okay, hold on. Let me turn up the volume.
Try one more time. Chief Oates, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. I am so sorry for what is going on in Aurora this morning. We just heard that another person passed away, so a total of 15 people have died.
Yes, well, originally it was 14, and the 15th victim was actually very angry because he lost at America's Got Talent, and Howard Stern voted him down.
Oh, okay. That's not... She votes.
That's how they all end. They're like, oh, that wasn't really who he said he was. We got punked.
We got duped. Wah, wah.
I just think that's hilarious. And when Columbine was happening, I was watching the news all day, and I actually heard him call in on the live news report, and, nice. and he said identified the shooter as Howard Stern at the high school.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So he's, like, I wonder if he does a lot of super funny things that aren't just screaming Stern.
Well, he's usually, that one was pretty boring, but he's usually...
Yeah, I know, but if like, he's able to get these numbers, or is he just called the news numbers, like we were taking down the other day?
Yeah, he just calls and pretends to be a correspondent of some sort, like, he'll say he's the chief of police, you know, he impersonates cops, and, I mean, we should be doing this, we should be getting on major media events, and yelling cactus at him. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, it would be hilarious.
Well, he doesn't always impersonate cops. He impersonates, you know,
victims.
Or just witnesses to the thing.
Yeah.
And he's apparently really convincing, and he gets on there, and it's hilarious. You know.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's the end of the show. Time to call it a night.
Okay. That was fun.
Yep, that's all I have for the night.
Okay, bebop, beep, boop, killer robots. People need to call in and do some gardening.
Yeah, nobody's called in. I don't know what's going on. The number is 505-796-4020. Usually people call in constantly, and I ignore them. You know, I don't pick up, and now I'm paying for it. I'm regretting it, because nobody's doing it. Oh, and we're on Ustream tonight, or I'm on Ustream. There's 17 people watching through Ustream tonight. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Which means we have less people listening on the stream. It's only 52.
There's 26 people in tiny chat. Jesus.
Hey, Ryan Brown.
Hey.
Thumbs up.
What's going on?
Hey.
I just want to let you know I sent you an email like 30, 40 minutes ago of a license plate, an Oklahoma license plate that says Roy on it.
Ah, yeah.
I thought you'd like to have that.
Yeah, I kind of glimpsed at that. Cool. Yeah, I saw that. There, like, I'll add that to my collection of license plates. If you go to PhoneLosers.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd do that.
Yeah, PhoneLosers.org/photos. There's a license plates folder, and I'll stick that in.
Oh.
There. And it'll be amazing.
Cool. Okay. What's that? I'm sorry.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's pretty much all I got.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Thanks for the contribution and stuff.
No problem. Y'all take care.
You too.
Rock on.
Oh, my God.
Look at all these people. They're starved for entertainment. They're just staring.
Yeah. Staring at the guy. I'm sorry, everyone.
Like it's like when you've got like a koi pond and you're sitting there trying to whack off to feed them semen.
Yeah, I hate that.
And their little mouths are at the water, just wanting to eat it. And you're like, come on, it's gonna come soon, little guys. Then you'll be happy. And then you start thinking too much about how your parents didn't love you and everything sucks.
Yeah, you know,
and it gets harder and harder.
It happens.
It makes the food for the fish.
What can you do?
Drink more beers, I guess.
I'm trying to find something here, because...
I'm just cracking myself up.
Okay. I don't know if you've noticed it, Matt, but I've noticed it. There's like a really weird clipping thing happening with Skype callers, and it's not happening with you so much, but everyone else it is, so I'm going to... take a break and check my settings.
Okay.
And maybe we can think of something to do while during that time.
Okay.
The people who are listening through Ustream, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do.
Maybe the problem is Ustream being on, because you usually don't have that on.
No, it's... I don't think... Okay. I don't know. Not to poop on your idea, but, you know.
Go ahead, poop on my idea.
This song is by Pink, and I'm dedicating it to Stan.
Stan the man. Stan the jukebox.
Yep. Stan freezes up. We got overtime, we get paid to... we're back. That entire musical break was for Stan, because those were both songs. Or one was a song he sent me by Space Opera called My Telephone Artist, and the other one was Pink. Which
Stan's
I'm not
awesome
even,
guy.
I'm not even going to try to explain that.
Stan.
All I know is Stan loves Pink.
Stan's a bad motherfucker. I like him.
Yep. Yep, so we're all out of pranks.
Yeah.
And
so many going. This looks like a goddamn, like, a horrible police lineup as I look at the tiny checks.
I think you're guilty, though. Like, if I looked at the police lineup, I'd say you're guilty.
No, I'm the one that's guilty in this lineup. Really?
I can't even get on because there's too many people on. Like, there's no more room for me.
Well, Dark Stranger's got two open right now. So
fucking Dark Stranger. Thanks a lot, Dark Stranger. Oh, one of them is frozen, so it's not her fault.
So you can, like...
Well, it is her fault because she's from Canada. And
There you go. Jump in now.
Well, no, I don't even care. I don't want to be on. I'm on Ustream. That's enough for
me. Why the fuck did you say it? Ustream. You're a Ustream. Really?
Mufasa, you're welcome to call in. He keeps complaining that I'm, like, not answering, and it wasn't my fault. Somebody else was on. God damn it.
Call in.
Is this Mufasa Fluff?
No, this is Zan.
Oh, hi, Zan. Welcome to the phone show.
Hi.
Please.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi. Pretty
this
good.
This is the guy with the awesome mic. Turn down the radio.
I'm going to go with a ball mic.
Yeah. Turn down the radio.
You're just like Friday Night Cranks. That's what they use. So I think you're as equally as cool as they are.
No.
That doesn't say a lot.
I'm glad.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So I think it'd be great if you could, be really entertaining and do something on the show that makes everyone happy, because everyone looks depressed on Tiny Chat.
Well, I wanted to talk about the toaster prank. Do you remember that?
Oh, crap, he's doing it.
Oh, Jesus.
yeah.
Or do you not want me to do that?
No, I really do. Like, anything you've got for us is great.
Okay, great. Then I'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I love the toaster prank. I think just last month someone posted on the comments on YouTube. they're like, they really got me. I went out and bought stuff for this.
Yeah, I was actually the guy you put on the front page of Phone Losers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember your name. I remember your name now. There's a picture of you on...
Yes. Yeah. I went on a different moniker. But anyway, so it was late February.
Wait,
very
no,
late
no.
February.
It started with a Z, right?
I think it went under cold.
Okay. Well, you're making me feel dumb because I think I know your name. But I'm sorry. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, it's Zan. It's Zan.
Okay.
So... late February, I was trolling around the site, and I found this guide, and it was on how to take a crystal out of any home toaster that was made after a certain year, and if you went and bought a...
Digital
citizen,
toasters.
A Citizen Band handheld radio, it had this crystal that you could swap it out for something in a handheld toaster, which allowed you to achieve this... this array of frequencies in which you could listen in and talk to fast food drive-in talkies. And I got it under my skin that I was going to do this. And I told everybody, oh, God, I found this awesome guide. Yeah, this guy I know on this website, he's a freak. He laid out this whole guide, so I'm going to do this after work. So I did. I went to a Radio Shack, and I was, like, talking up the guy, saying, like, I want to get this radio walkie-talkie, but it has to, and I need to get this. Do you know where I could buy a toaster that's been built after this year? And the guy's looking at me like, the hell are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm going to get a toaster and a Citizen Band radio, and I'm going to do all this stuff, and it's going to be really awesome. And he's like, all right. And he's
By the way, they look at everybody at Radio Shack like, what the fuck are you talking about? And all they want is your phone number and address.
So I bought the handheld radio, and I went next door to the Target, and I bought a toaster, and I took the toaster apart, and I looked for the crystal, and in the guide, it explained, like, it looked like this, diode or resistor or whatever that was, like, plugged right in the circuit board.
I did such a bad job on the video of making that Crystal look real in there.
It was believable to me.
Yeah.
So,
people complain about that all the time, and I think they're right. Like, the crystal looked horrible. It didn't look like it belonged there.
Well, to a layman,
yeah,
it looked pretty believable.
I may have
was the point. So as I'm looking around, I'm rooting around in my toaster, and I've taken apart the Citizen Band handheld radio. And I've taken the crystal out of the radio, mind you, first, and then I rooted around this toaster. And after I've had everything strewn apart, my coffee table, all these screws and electrical parts, I realized I had been had.
what emotions did you feel?
I had been had, and I realized I had spent all this money on this prank. And at first I felt, well, if I'm not able to return this, I might be a little upset. But either way, I've been had, and it was kind of my own fault for not doing the research on this first. So I went to the Radio Shack, and I just laid all my cards on the table. I said, look, I have been just the victim of this joke. And here's this product back. Will you please just take this back? All I did was, you know, I took it apart, but I put it right back together. It still works. If you want to test it, you put some batteries in it. And he did.
Oh, that's nice.
He's like, well.
How much money did you spend total on all this?
Around $140.
Right. That's awesome.
But it was what I thought would be one incredible $140 prank that I could play on my local drive-in, which, you know, of course, failed.
Did you ever get anywhere with that? Like, did you get a Yaesu? Because that part was real.
No, but I got something similar. I had showed the part number, and the guy looked it up, and he found something back. He's like, no, I don't have that, but I have something very similar.
Yeah.
And he was very enthusiastic. He's like, I don't have that, but I have something very similar to those. Built the production line. It was, you know, built within this timeline. And I was like, well, okay, let's just go for it. And but he was very nice. He refunded my money and he took the product back. Of course, the toaster never worked again. Unfortunately, that was the only casualty out of that joke. But it was a fun prank. And I took my picture with the toaster all pulled apart, and I, you know, submitted to Arby
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty good tale.
It's like the guy from Portland whose name I should remember. Oh man, he got taken by this too for like $80, and he
I didn't get taken for any money, but the quarters of the phone prank. I wrote down all those things, and I was like, I'm gonna fucking be able to drink.
Yeah, that's another one that just kept giving and giving for years after I wrote it.
Yeah,
like, there's a secret code you can type into payphones that brings.
Yeah,
makes
like
all the
I wrote the
out.
Whole thing down, and then I found a cool site that showed all the payphones in my area because of it. And I was like, "Oh, this is gonna be fucking lovely."
Was it hectic?
At least you didn't have to spend money, Matt.
Oh, I never went out and did it. It was always like an emergency plan. like I'd be destitute and be like, fucking shaking, like, I need a beer. Let me go to this paper and type this bullshit. Fuck you, Brad Carter. Cursing your name at the book.
I wish Zan still had the toaster and used it every day and cursed me every time he made toast.
I tried to put it back together, and I did keep it for a long time.
Kind of like half-ass work.
I kept that toaster for a long time, and I had it on a mantle, and people would be like, why do you have that toaster there? And I'd go through the story of, like, how I had been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
What the fuck did Tristan just show a picture of? What is that a painting of, you?
I don't know. He's in that write-up I did about you and the toaster on phonelosers.org, which I will link to in the show notes, so people listening later will know what we're talking about. I did that write-up, and my parents, they hate everything I do. They just do not have a sense of humor about anything, but they loved that. Like, I don't know why I even showed it to them, because they've always hated all my pranks and everything. But I showed them that, and they just thought it was the most hilarious thing ever, and they were telling other people about it. So, you're you know.
You're a bridge between the family.
Yeah, thanks for letting me relate to my parents for once in my life. Yeah,
you're the glue that holds us barely together.
Speaking of glue,
Zan, you should email me your or Skype me your address and let me send you a shirt, because you know you're responsible for a moment between me and my parents, which doesn't happen too often.
Okay,
so you deserve a shirt.
Let me say one quick moment of that gave me ultimate happiness of watching one of your prank videos, and that was when you had, I think you may have glued a soda.
Oh yeah, cup, Hardee's cup
to the top of your car.
A Carl's Jr.
Yeah,
cup.
And you drove around a parking lot, and people were saying, "Hey, on top of your car," and you're like, "Yeah, I know." God, I lost it every time.
Good times. Back
it'd
when
it'd be better with a baby stroller car seat thing.
Yeah, see, we'd never even seen the baby stroller thing. Car seat. We thought we were being original, and then we found out it was a jackass.
Well, everything's original and everything's different, you know? Everything's happened, dude.
I would say it's a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yep.
Shirts are $140, though.
Yeah, by the way. Well, no, the shirts are free. I'm going to charge you $140 for shipping, though, because shipping's crazy lately.
That's the racket. It's in very, very small print on the side.
No, for real, I'll send you a shirt, Zan, because I'm trying to get rid of shirts. I want out of the shirt business, goddammit.
Oh, that just sucks.
and everyone should go to phonelosers.org/store and get their own shirt. You know, because shirts are running out. Like, all the small sizes are gone. It's just... I hope you're fat, Zan.
I'm an XL.
No, I've got larges and extra larges and above, but all the smaller stuff is kind of gone at this point.
Yeah, because you got all these little fucking broads that love you, and their pussy gets wet when they talk to you.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
I am not a petite.
We need to get Sudi on here. Get a cool mic, too. Everybody with a cool mic should be able to get on.
Who's Sudi?
I don't know. It says S-O-0-2-I.
Oh, Tristan. That's Tristan.
Fucking.
Oh, whatever.
Whatever.
We should get that guy on.
I think I should point out, like, I guess pranks aren't really going to happen on this show, but I guess we'll go ahead and do an after show. So,
Why not?
Stay tuned for that, and we'll actually make calls when the after show starts.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Burger King prank and how it relates to current events?
Oh, the Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, same thing, Carl's Jr.
Double cheeseburger, Whopper. Totally different.
Yeah, Gunnar, you should post your picture in Tiny Chat for people to look at, because I just saw that right before the show started.
Oh, God, no.
But, yeah, I was talking to Gunnar today, and he said something like, a few weeks ago you went to Carl's Jr. dressed up as Spider-Man.
Or Richard Cardo.
Yeah, and then last week a guy goes into the theater dressed up as Joker and shoots everyone. And basically saying, I'm responsible.
Question mark.
And Dark Stranger has hair just like him now.
Dark Stranger, you should dye your hair orange and make your eyes bulge out.
It is orange. Look at it.
Is it? Oh, okay.
She said it. She said today, that's what I look like.
Dark Stranger, you need to have a gun.
You should eat a lot of opiates and sit there trying to stay awake.
Dark Stranger.
Actually, talking to you the other day, you were pretty good and out of it. Call in Dark Stranger.
No, she's not allowed. Not until the after show.
Okay. And then she gets real.
Hey, Zan, call back for the after show, okay? I'm going to let you go.
Okay, hang up with me, please.
Thank you so much for the
clank.
The, yeah.
What's the clank?
Yeah, thanks for the stuff, Zan.
For it.
That
That's
was very
awesome.
Amusing.
That's awesome, dude.
I'm going to pick up for this. Hey, Idaho.
Wow.
Idaho's been calling nonstop, and then I pick up, and they just slammed down the phone.
They fag out, shy dick.
Fuck Idaho.
Oh, everyone's saying the stream's fucked up, and the left channel isn't working, and I hope it's not horrible. When the after show starts, I'm going to turn off Ustream and see if that fixes things.
Yeah. Well, but anyway, fuck Idaho.
I have breaking news.
All right, do it.
This is breaking news from last week, so it's not exactly breaking, but a Geek Squad employee copied, or a lady brought in her iPhone to the Geek Squad, and she, you know, she's upgrading her iPhone.
That you called her a lady.
Whatever. and she wanted all of her pictures. She had like 900 pictures on her phone. She's like, can you transfer these to my new phone? And the guy's like, sure, no problem. And she got her phone back, and the pictures were missing, and she's very upset about that. and she called and complained and stuff. And finally, like days later, I guess, the Geek Squad employee called her from his house, and he's like, "Hello, ma'am. I've actually got your pictures. You know, I copied them onto a CD. And if you want to come to my house and get them, you can."
And I got my little tiny penis through the CD hole.
And that freaked her out.
You need to chew through the CD to get to my dick.
Wait, what?
The Geek Squad employee, like, he didn't transfer her pictures,
stole
but
her pictures.
He copied her pictures.
Yeah, how did that get in the newspaper?
I don't know. The guy got fired. It's on WTOP.com, and I'll put a note of, show notes. Paper.
In the show notes.
I like that you mentioned newspapers like it's relevant.
Well, when I say newspapers, I mean newspaper website, and I don't know what WTOP is. But
I know, but I like
it. Sounds like, legit.
How did that get in the news?
WTOP is a radio station. It's not a newspaper. So sorry, Matt.
Yeah.
God.
Well, I laughed about him saying newspaper. that was too small a story for the newspaper. That's so important.
A fine young
Shut
lady.
Up, Matt.
Fine young lady. Oh, what a dashing young lass.
This
rogue stole her illicit pictures of her ankles and knees.
The newspaper article had it showed which store it was. So I called the store and I convinced the guy there that I was corporate office, and I got him to give me, a customer number, and then he got suspicious and wouldn't give me any more, but he gave me one. And then that one didn't work out. It wasn't funny, so I didn't keep it. But I thought it'd be cool to just, make things even crazier there for him.
It would be neat to cause a lot of trouble at that store.
Hey, Oregon person.
Hey, Brad, this is Wick.
Hi, Wick.
On occasion. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
I heard you guys talking about Captain Jenks before. And his greatest hit was he called and got through to Peter Jennings during the O.J. Simpson Bronco chase and pretended to be O.J. Simpson's neighbor.
Oh, wow.
And he was on the air for like 5 minutes just with saying like, yeah, I think he's in the car. He's got a gun to his head. I don't know what's going to happen next. And then just basically did the Howard Stern thing at the very end. But what he said was, all you got to do to get through to these guys is just, you wait for a time when they're really desperate to have somebody on the air because they're just going time.
Yeah, like Colorado. Nothing was happening with Colorado, but they couldn't stop talking about it.
We were a little iffy about calling in on that, too.
Well, but when there's like hurricane stuff, they'll call in and say he's from the National Hurricane Center. And he'll be able to pull off a whole bunch of jargon before he does his shtick.
I used to have
if you're on YouTube, there's a ton of this stuff.
Yeah, everyone go on YouTube and look up Captain Jenks, and those pranks are hilarious. I used to have a CD of him, and I gave it away to someone, and they never returned it to me.
Because you're deaf to physical media.
No, I was loaning it. It was in the 90s. When I still liked CDs.
Part of the whack pack. Well, anyway.
Keep on keeping on, right?
That's all you can do is keep on keeping on.
That's right. Yeah, thanks for calling. And Captain Jenks, he's awesome. I think, the next major tragedy that happens, we need to remember. I never remember to do that. We need to, get on some kind of TV station.
And
do something crazy.
I was working on that fucking goddamn murder shit. I was collecting data.
What, last week?
I just didn't make any calls. Yeah.
Last week? I don't know why we don't think of that. We're supposed to be innovative prank callers, goddammit.
Somebody gave me his gamer tag for Xbox Live. And he only got 98% through Left 4 Dead, and then he didn't beat any of his other games. So he's just sort of, I don't have any respect for him now. He can't beat a video game.
Fuck that guy. Hey, Mecha Keller.
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
You said you were wanting content.
Hi there.
Hi. I emailed you a prank call if you're interested, but you're probably not.
Oh, no, I would be. It's just, I can't. It's kind of complicated to check my email in the middle of the show and all that.
No, it's cool. I sent it to you, days ago, but...
Oh.
Awesome show, though. I've been listening for, a long time.
Ah, well, thanks. I'm glad, and I'll definitely...
Hi. Hello.
I'm behind on my email.
Hello.
Long-time listener, first-time caller?
Exactly.
Rock on, buddy.
I actually started listening to Default Radio because of you. It's a really awesome show.
I haven't heard that in a long time. I heard they were bringing it back, though.
Oh, are they?
That's what I've heard from several people, but who knows if it's actually going to happen.
That'd be cool. I'm on episode 3 right now where they're bashing on Lucky225's supposed younger brother and stuff. It's really funny.
Yeah, I miss hacker shows. They don't make hacker shows anymore.
I know. I met that guy in person,
Lucky225. Oh, yeah.
Down in L.A. Yeah, he's an interesting guy. Yeah.
I met him in Tennessee, I think. But yeah, I hope they bring it back, and that would be great. I'd be happy.
Yeah.
Someone needs to make a hacker show. Anyone, make a hacker show. Because there's all those security shows, like...
Yeah.
I can't even think of their names right now.
You need to take the other angle.
Yeah, the security shows, they're more legit. You know, they're like corporate. Well, no, they're not corporate, yeah. But yeah. We need hacker shows, goddammit.
There will be no fun had here.
Okay, bye, jerk.
Hey, see you later. Jerk. I love you.
Hugs and kisses.
Okay, let me get through this list.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago, I asked about the breaker calls on the Legend once, and I want
somebody send it.
And everyone's like, "Oh, the breaker calls are on Pranky Calls," and there's two on Pranky Calls YouTube, and those aren't the ones. That's Legend's.
YouTube.
We want the other ones where the guy screams out the numbers. If anyone
ones on Pranky Calls are where I'm the soft cunt and don't want that girl to get fired, so I call back.
Yeah.
And that she's mad at me after I say turn the power back on.
Yeah. I released the new Phone Losers Media CD, and it's got all of our conferences on it from the past few years. Like, just personal conferences, so probably stuff people don't want anyone to hear.
Wow.
So I'm retarded for doing
that.
That's
awesome.
But, like, I bet you the breaker calls are a personal conference.
Yeah, and so somebody needs to sit and listen through the whole thing.
Yeah, someone get on there, download the new, like, phonelosers.org/torrent, and get the new media CD and find the breaker calls for us, where they're screaming numbers.
Thanks, Brad. I'll never be able to be president because of that. We'll find some terrible things.
It's the same stuff I've been playing on Cacti Radio for the past year. So, like, all the stuff I shouldn't be playing, people have already yelled at me about, and I've moved them to another directory. So they're not on the CD.
They don't make Jews presidents.
I'm not Jewish. I mean, yeah.
Here comes the hate.
Hey, you know the conference we did on Friday? Saturday night? It was me and you, Matt, and Carlito, and some other people. I can't really remember.
Yeah, that was fun.
My software didn't record, and I finally figured out why, but that stuff's lost forever. So if anyone else has it...
It was still fun.
Yeah, it was good times, but, you know, there was a couple pranks in there I would have liked to have kept.
Yeah, he was rocking and rolling.
But if anyone has a recording of Saturday night's conference, that'd be cool if you could put it up somewhere or send it to me.
Somebody does. I don't know. I don't know how to do this shit.
Hey, Brad, should we have, like, an Olympic special or something? You know?
Fuck that.
Fake
terror.
I don't even know when the Olympics are.
It's starting Friday.
Oh, okay.
You just, like, call up and ask people if they know the results for something and then tell them the results if they don't. Just things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we could think of something. Email me some ideas, prank ideas, because Gunner sucks.
Okay, yeah.
Stupid true. Gunner.
I'm sorry.
Gunner's an art kid.
Yeah. I love you, Matt.
Longest high jump prank call, Mustafa says. Or Mufasa.
Mufasa, call in. We want to talk to you.
I think he might have already done that. Or is he the one that's complaining that I never picked up? I don't know. The last thing I have for the phone show is a request. Like, for the car dings, this guy, he put the note on a on this lady's car, on this coworker's car.
We called this broad.
Yeah, we tried to call her several times and she never picked up. So finally, I left a crazy message and I accused her of the one leaving the note, of being the one that left the note, and yelled at her a bunch. But she didn't pick up. So I finally gave up and just left a voicemail for her. And I left this insane voicemail yelling at, or accusing her and saying I want my $2.50 that I paid for the touch-up paint. And he kept emailing me and telling me how funny it was and her reactions, and he said he was going to get recordings of her ranting about it.
Yeah.
But I want people to send me numbers of office, you know, coworkers that I can prank, and then you can tell me, like, you know, what happens.
Yeah, like,
on that
see
side.
How upset they are.
And possibly get recordings, and then we could put it all together and make a hilarious little clip out of it. That would be funny.
Yeah, because that dude said that broad was fucking... She's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, she was really freaked out by my voicemail. And you left her... I'm pretty sure it was you, Matt. You left her a message, like, 3 or 4 weeks before, but she wasn't as freaked out about that. It was mine from the other day.
Yeah, this is weird. Normally, I'm the one that causes the trouble. I still want to talk to that guy again that I challenged the arm wrestling match.
Okay, Raven Medix, you are playing our show back at us.
Yeah. Why did I get all echoey?
County Kid, have you been really disappointed in the show because I haven't done any pranks? I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. I've been, like, watching Netflix and listening to your show at the same time, so it's okay.
Okay, that's good. I'm sure it's entertaining that way, you know, if you have something else to fill the void where nothing funny happens.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't like what you're listening to, you just focus on something else.
It's like in Back to the Future 2, where Marty McFly watches 6 different TV channels.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, I just wanted to say a big shout-out to Matt Hillock for, keeping the show fresh.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait, what is he keeping the show?
He's keeping it fresh.
Oh, okay, all right. I'm sorry, I don't know those words, because I'm old.
I know, it's okay.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, well, I'll see you guys later.
All right, bye.
Wow, that was super
bye, County
nice.
Kid.
Shit. Wow.
Really guys, all right.
Hey, Raven Maddox.
Hola.
We're going to end the show. Wait. Before you say anything.
He's Mufasa.
Oh, is it?
I am Mufasa.
Okay.
Mufasa.
Mufasa. Feeling the shiver.
Okay. there.
Keep going.
Sad lost music. Okay. How are you doing, Mufasa?
I learned something about the circle of life because Mufasa's here.
Follow us into the episode.
We can't hear you very good.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
We can hear you, but it just it was kind of quiet. God damn it.
I have to scream!
Speak the fuck up.
I must scream!
Motherfucker.
La 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 la.
Oh, what did you learn? What did you learn?
To learn when pranking the Nigerians?
No, just on the show. You've been on the show for what?
You've been listening to the show for an hour.
All of 20 seconds. Just say you learned something. God
enlightened in any way, or God damn it!
I'll go ahead and fill
my calendar.
He learned that Hep C is not curable.
Yeah, unfortunately not. I learned that. I don't know what the hell's... I've been, like, playing with my sound settings for the entire show, trying to understand the problem, and it's just... Something's wrong. Darn it. So, yeah. My thing I learned is kind of depressing. I'm sorry.
Jesus. How many times can you get ball cancer, dude?
No. I'm just saying what I just said. No, it's not that again.
I learned that toasters don't have crystals inside.
Yeah, unless you get a digital toaster.
Well, yeah. It's a handheld digital toaster, yeah.
The handheld digitals, you can still plug those in. I think Jen's gone from manic into depressive mode.
Yeah, Jen's pretty much the best DJ ever.
Jen, I think she's actually asleep. Let's see if she smiles. Jen, smile. See, she's smiling. She's not asleep. She can't resist when I tell her to smile.
She's number one DJ.
Jen is just exhausted because she's been broadcasting on Cacti for like 6 to 8 hours today, like nonstop, playing phone recordings from thisisarecording.com and Rent, you know, bad musicals that everybody hates except her.
Yeah.
She's just tired. No, Jen, you're tired because you've been broadcasting on Cacti Radio all day.
Go back to sleep.
Soliton says I live in my mommy's basement. Yeah, you're right, Soliton. That's why my ceilings are slanted, Because all basement ceilings are slanted, right?
That's, all these fuckers are talking mad shit, yeah.
It's okay. I still love you, Soledon.
Fuck him. No, I hate him. I hate that old man.
All right, so, yeah, that's the end of the show. I'm gonna
rock some Raffy.
I wasn't planning on it. Fuck that guy. I'm so done with him, you know?
Yeah, I'm all about MC Chris.
Yep, MC Chris. Here, let me play some MC Chris.
I'm just a human being.
MC Chris, as we all know, is a you know, an actor.
He's just a human being. I don't feel so bad telling the story about how I almost punched him one time.
No. Really? At a concert or something?
Yeah, I thought he was being rude to my girlfriend. And, like, I grabbed him by the shirt and put my arm back, and I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, I heard awful stories about him on that Reddit thread. Just, like, horrible things. People just got going on and on.
He got ruined.
I've said this several times, I know, but, like, whenever I make a YouTube video and I start crying in the middle of it, I always turn it off and I start over after I'm done crying. That's what he should have done. But he was just acting. He was just trying to get sympathy.
I can't do it. I can't trick the toaster people and taking their toasters apart. I just can't do it.
Yep. Either I start over or I just don't post it.
Yeah, I know. But your tears are real, not crocodile.
Yep.
Fucking
yep.
Christ. How long does this take that? Hey, it's over an hour.
And I don't do vertical videos.
This bitch.
What's that?
Come on, man. I gotta.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm ending it. I'm gonna play. Okay, there it goes. All right, yeah. Okay, listen, Ustream people, I'm turning it off right now. So you need to turn off Ustream and get on the shoutcast, and we'll do an after show in 5 or 10 minutes.
You no stream anymore.
Bye, everyone.
Is she dope? Yep. Acting full of threat. She walks into the room and all the guys come down with threat. Take a step. The heads go up.
My life is filled with such regret. A bad mistake I can't forget. And now I'll never be the same.
Okay, we're back on the air. I'm
short and
live.
Yippee-ki-yay.
The
there's like a weird thing happening with the level, the left side left channel. Yeah.
I've only got one earphone in, but I can only hear it on the right side.
I think my soldering needs to be redone on the back of the computer.
I'm actually hearing both speakers, but
it seems to work sometimes, but then
yeah, I hear everything on both sides.
So I rebooted, and nothing seems to have changed. So it wasn't Ustream's fault, so that's a good thing. So now I have like a week to figure all this out.
Well, I'll reboot you.
Unless I just don't do a show.
To do for a week.
What's that?
Your lip panel.
Now you have something to do this week.
Ah, yeah.
Put solder all over his erect penis and make a cast.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Sodermizing.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I've got an idea here.
Okay.
The Circle K I live close to has a brand new employee working the late shift right now.
Uh-huh.
And the guy training her is he's been there forever, and he's always really high strung and all stressed out about stuff.
Okay.
He's always complaining to me about other employees and stuff, and I was thinking you guys could call and say you're from the corporate office and he's about to get fired, and you're telling the new person this. The new girl, or something, I don't know. You guys can do whatever you want.
Yeah, we could do that. What city is it?
In Edmonton, Oklahoma.
Edmonton?
Say a customer complaint.
Edmond.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Say a customer complaint.
They were watching them.
Well, we should
like,
make him
do... Yeah, like, we've been watching the cameras or something, I don't know.
We should make him do something crazy.
But the guy's always really stressed out, and he's a really effeminate-sounding guy, more than I am. But I've got the number right here if you guys want it.
Oh, yeah, can you post it in the chat room? In the Skype chat, I mean?
Skype chat, yeah.
I'd have to fire up my other computer to do that.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
You can just say it.
I can't seem to find it.
Mm.
I could give you the address.
Just tell me the number. I'll call it. What the hell?
Okay, it's 405. Area code 405.
I should have not said 405, so other people can't call it.
Oh, crap. You could just mute it, mute the thing for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Play a song.
Your song.
Hold on.
Nope. Sister, high strung.
Or
you should know. Tell him that the girl he's training is there to replace him. So
is he there alone right now?
Yeah, yeah. He needs to train her. I don't know.
Yeah, he needs to train her for all his duties by the end of the night. Like, or if he's not getting paid this week.
<That's just lying.
laughs> Did someone else want to do it, or should it just be me?
Transfer him to me if you need assistance, Brad.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Oh, wait, what was that, Ryan?
Oh. Doug, okay?
Oh, hi. I need to talk to the male that's there. What's his name again? I'm sorry.
There's no male here.
Oh, there must be, because he was training you, right?
Training who? I'm not a male. I'm a woman.
I know you're a woman. He was training the woman. I'm calling from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
Wasn't there a male working there right now? He's supposed to be there. I show him on the schedule.
No.
Because he's supposed to be there. Like, I don't know why he's not scheduled, but he should be there. Are you the one that he was training?
Who are you talking about?
Does anyone, the name, was it Ryan? No, I think XML's drunk.
You think what?
I know, I was talking about XML. It's a code we use here at the corporate office. But I thought there was someone being trained tonight. So you're not being trained? Or did he just...
No, I do have someone here being trained. I'm the manager, honey.
Oh,
I'm training someone right now. What did you need?
Well, the mail that's there... Like, because Ryan hung up, so I'm completely lost on what to say, but could I talk to the male that's training somebody?
What are you talking about?
He's the one that's not being trained.
Can we talk to the trainee, please, ma'am? This is corporate office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know. They're saying it's the corporate office.
I'm fucking up,
know.
Aren't I?
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Circle K.
Uh-huh.
What's the name of the person you're being trained by?
Naomi.
No, but I thought there was a male that was supposed to be working there tonight, because we show on the schedule there's a male.
No, there's no male here. Just two women.
Okay,
does Naomi look like a man?
No, she doesn't.
Okay, Naomi's the one that we're going to be letting go tonight, so I was hoping that the male that was supposed to be there could let her know, but you're actually Naomi's replacement. And I was supposed to let the other employee know this. He was supposed to be there tonight. I don't know why he's not there. But we're going to need to... do you think you could let her know that she's... this is her last night. She was supposed to have left at midnight, and she's late. She's not supposed to still be there.
She needs to convey the fact that strange things are afoot there.
Wait... So you want to talk to her?
Well, what's your name, ma'am?
Ashley.
Yeah, let us
okay,
let us talk to Naomi.
Yeah,
please.
you're the one that's replacing
what
Naomi.
Hello?
Hello, Naomi? Naomi?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. The other employee was supposed to be there tonight, and he was supposed to be the one to let you know, but
let me know what?
That your employment there is being terminated as of 25 minutes ago. You were supposed to have left at midnight.
Why?
Because Naomi is, Ashley's replacing you.
Ashley is replacing me?
Yes, as the manager. and that she was supposed to be fully trained. Is she ready to be, you know, left alone and on her own there?
No.
Because I thought the other guy was supposed to be working tonight also.
No, who is this?
This is Kevin calling from the corporate office with Circle K. Yeah,
Kevin calling from the corporate
office. They were supposed to have let you know already, and I'm sorry to be the one to tell you. I think this is ridiculous that I should have to tell you on the phone. It's not right, but your services there are no longer required.
Kevin who?
Mitnick. From the corporate office?
I don't know who you are.
Yeah, well, I'm in the human resources department, and
no,
you were supposed to. You highly doubt it?
Is somebody playing on the phone?
Ain't nobody play on my goddamn phone.
I'm bad at remembering names.
Half believes it right now.
I'm sure Ryan told me the names, but I completely had forgotten them.
He didn't say any names. He just said he was high strung.
Stupid Ryan.
But he said he.
That kid sucked.
You lied, Ryan.
We hate you,
I
Ryan.
I liked you. I trusted you, and you lied to me.
Yeah, I'm blocking you.
Man, you suck.
Man.
Do you think they'd fall for the customer survey thing?
So this is corporate office calling about a customer survey for that last...
She passed her prank call test.
Evie, join the call, you fucking joker.
Hi, Evie. You've been gone for so long.
Hello?
Hi, this is Michael from the corporate office this time. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I can speak with?
No, I do not.
There's no customers in the store right now?
No, there isn't.
Ah, bitch, please.
There's nothing like...
She was told her she was promoted.
There's nothing like minorities laughing right there. And their stereotypical voices.
Put that in the intro.
Yeah.
Yep. I need to extend that intro, so that's gonna go in there. Because I like to make fun of my own minorities on this phone.
Nymorities?
Hey, legend.
Hello.
Did you get my message on YouTube?
Shit's about to get real.
Legend, you're alive.
Legend, did you see my message on YouTube?
No, I didn't.
Okay, those two breaker calls that you have on your channel, do you know what shows those are from?
I wish I did.
Because I was going to say, if you knew that, then it's probably either the show before or the show after or a conference during that week. And I label the dates on all my conferences files, so we can figure it out from that.
I need to find that.
Maybe if we just, let's recreate it tonight.
Oh. Oh, no.
What do you think, Matt? Do you approve?
Oh, yeah. I don't care anyway.
You're the one that always, tries to talk sense into me these days.
I feel bad for the fucking broad the one time.
I do feel bad when we do that.
Yeah, but whatever. I really don't care.
That's why I stopped doing it, and that's why I never labeled them as breaker calls, because I don't want people to find that stuff.
Yeah. So apparently it's working. I've kind of given up on people and life. And
yeah. It's an Easter egg. If you can find it, consider yourself lucky.
You get a T-shirt.
Yeah. I'm gonna
if you do anything, you wink at you on the street, you get a T-shirt. It makes me think of big federal cases coming soon, and you're like, I just want to.
Yep,
he doesn't want to have a lot of baggage when he has to go on the run, so he's trying to get rid of everything now.
That's true.
That started the whole death the physical media. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, like, you guys want to see something fucked up?
Yes, of course. Really?
Never know.
Do it.
You really asked, do we want to see something?
You know that guy? You know that guy that's been sending me weird stuff from Walmart on YouTube?
Okay.
Yeah. He sent me a night vision wireless camera.
Wow.
Like, and it's a $90 camera.
You're fucked, dude.
You know what he wants to do?
Is it almost a threat?
No. Well, he finally contacted me, and I talked to him on YouTube. I'm like, you know what? I don't need this stupid camera, and I'm probably just going to take it to Walmart for a refund and get $90. Yes. And I told him I felt like a dick doing that. And I'm like, why don't you give me your address, and I'll send you some T-shirts. So I don't feel like I'm stealing from you. And
what's his address?
He didn't give it to me yet, but I hope he does, because I really do want to just send him.
I think he's a crazy person. I think he's saying.
He said he had gift cards from Walmart, and he just wanted to spend them on me.
Why don't you just tell him what you need?
Well, give him a list. He could have just sent you the gift cards.
I'll just get a store credit and buy groceries. But no, what I think I'm going
to
do.
Call in and talk to you and not be a creepo.
I want to turn that in for $90 of store credit at Walmart and spend the entire $90 on things like prank type items, like stuff that I can make funny videos from, so it'll be worth it to him.
Yeah, but did he send you a receipt?
Yeah, the receipt comes in the box. He's not sending it to me. He's ordering it through Walmart to my address. Oh. And I hope he's not, like, you know, stealing it somehow. that's why the cops are really at my house.
Maybe he's like, Jesus Christ, I really want to kill Brad Carter, and I have his address.
I really want to kill him,
so I'm giving him all this opportunity to detect me, because I really don't want to do it. Like, I like him, but I really, really, really want to kill him.
That's why I really want his address, so I know who's stalking me.
You have something to show the police.
He's probably listening right now, so it's really nice.
When was the breaker calls uploaded to YouTube? I don't have any access.
I don't know.
Oh, when? Why? Did you do it, like, immediately after?
Probably.
Okay.
Or shortly thereof.
Okay, let me tell you. Hold on. Okay. Breaker calls 1 year ago. Let me get the date. July 30th, 2011.
Wow, they were a year ago.
And the other July 30th, 2011. So, July 30th, 2011, listen to the conference calls that are on the new PLA Media Pack and see if you can find the breaker calls, either several days before or several days after July 30th.
Almost a year ago.
Yeah.
Oh, more than a year ago.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
you're on drugs.
I know what I'm going to do when the drugs start taking effect tonight. Well, I'm going to be backtracing those.
It'll never be the same. You're going to be backtracing.
Wait. Here's what I'm going to do. Wait. I don't have them. I was going to say I'm going to play them on Sam right now. I'm going to play them after tonight's show. Maybe I'll do that anyway if I remember. But, you know, maybe I'll happen to play the right show that has those breaker calls.
Sounds good.
I think it's an after show. It has to be an after show.
We're on an after show already.
No, it has to be an after show.
I'll have to after your show.
I happen to remember the which quick trip it was that we did the breaker thing to the lady with the cordless phone, and it was her first night working there.
The one that I felt pity for.
Yeah, and that's who we're calling right now.
Oh, are we?
Okay.
Of course.
Trying to see if hey, stupid, turn off the breakers again. Who's got it?
I can do it. Unless one of you guys.
Yeah. Brad, do every.
I'll do every single call tonight. You guys just listen and laugh where appropriate.
Thank you, Brad Carter. That's why we let you.
That way you guys don't have to.
Hi, Quick Trip, this is Rob.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Okay.
Were you guys having problems with the computer system there tonight, with the register or the credit card machine? It seems like the transactions are having trouble getting through on this end.
No, not at all.
Oh, all day, like all the transactions have gone through, because we can't even see them on this end. We were going to need to walk you through a reset to make that work over here.
Hold on.
I don't think he's buying it.
Hold on. I have instructions for when this happens. Yeah.
Let me consult the handbook. What to do when pranked.
It has to do with the movie RoboCop.
Not that we're pranking you, sir.
Smoke a bowl.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Okay, yeah, they're going through. Fine.
Oh, well, they're not coming through on this end. I think the computer in the office is probably locked up, So we're going to need to walk you through a reset. We just need to go to the breaker box, you know, where all the power switches are. We're going to have to turn some of those switches off and back on.
Okay.
You have two people working there, right?
No, just me.
Oh, okay. Well, is it clear of customers right now? Can you run back there and do some resetting?
There's customers in the store, yeah.
How many are left?
Two.
Are they at the register? Maybe you could just run back there real quick and just shut everything down real quick?
No, they're about at the register. Yeah, hold on.
Okay, yeah, I can hold here for just a minute.
Tell them to close the store. I work at Dairy Queen. I do it all the time. Just no one checks up on that shit. Just tell them to close the store for 5 minutes.
Well, I don't think they have, like, keys or anything to the door.
They have a lock on the inside of the door. They can turn it shut real quick.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, all the stores sign up.
I used to, when the 7-Eleven that I used to go to got robbed enough times, they started locking that bitch.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm back.
You're at the breakers? Okay, yeah, just start on the one on the left and just turn off the main switch up on top if there's a main switch. If there's not a main switch, just turn off each individual breaker, like every single one.
Can you give me the 800 number for IS?
No, I don't have that here with me. I'm calling from the IT department.
So that's like where you're at, IS?
No, I'm not at IS. I'm in the IT department.
Well, we don't have an IT department.
Yeah, Quickter does have an IT department. That's how we take care of all the computer issues.
Okay. Well, I've been prank called before, so...
Really? What happened on this prank call? Like, what are you referring to?
There's been a couple, actually.
Really? What did they say exactly?
If you want me to turn all the power off in the store,
uh-huh.
You can contact us, like, the supervisor. Have him call me.
Okay. Do you have the number, then?
Do you have the number?
No, I don't have the number. So what happened on the prank calls before, though?
That's really not the issue right now.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of wondering what's going on with the other prank calls.
Just call the supervisor and have the supervisor call me.
Well, no, you have to tell me or you're fired.
I guess I'm fired.
You're fired. Go home right now. Okay, I'm going to need you to get under the counter, and there's a pink form called AS273.
I was trying to find the fucking number, but...
Fuck that guy.
Well, come on. I like, he may have been the guy yelling out the numbers. Like, not him, because no, I think, you know, it was an old, it was an older guy, right? Legend?
That was a 7-Eleven over in just east of 618.
Okay. So we've done this to that same Quick Trip, like, yeah. Twice, apparently.
No, that was a 7-Eleven. The 1-2-3 guy, that was a 7-Eleven.
Yeah,
guy.
But I'm saying one of the breaker calls, I think one of the ones that are on your channel, it's the one where a cordless phone was involved.
She just disappeared.
She was at a Quick Trip, and if it's the same one I'm thinking of. I know we did that location before, though. Well, I mean, obviously, since he told me.
Yeah, that one, the 1-2-3 guy, that was in... two-worded name of a town starts with a W.
Two-worded. Two-worded.
First syllable sounds like.
Two-worded yeah. Name of a town.
Walmart.
Yeah.
XML says we should try this at Walmart, but I... Wow, do you think we could do Walmart? Like,
XML probably. Fucking bitches them up.
That's like
lot.
The big time. That's the big score.
Yeah, that's a big walk to those breakers, man.
Yeah, yeah, it gives them a lot of time to think.
Yeah.
That's like...
Neighborhood market.
You're going from robbing a store to a bank right there. You know what I mean?
What?
It's a big jump.
We're not...
No.
Oh, okay.
I know, you're not... I mean, it's like, what is the word for that?
No, I like the idea of shutting down an entire Walmart. But, like, I don't even know where their switches are located.
I guarantee they're not just sitting
Yeah, I'll do it.
Bloody hell.
They can't get me.
Yeah, I just don't know where the switches are located.
No.
I mean, like, they're in the back room or something, right?
The problem is, like, yeah, somebody would have to call. Hey, if any of your workers at Walmart know where the breakers are located.
Do you ever just go to Walmart and, like, walk into the back room?
Huh? I don't go anywhere. I'm a fucking, shut in.
Not you necessarily, but people that go outside. Yeah. Like, I used to really be into just walking into back room areas of places and just walk around until they tell you to leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're going to do is say, hey, you get out of here. Okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, I thought the restroom was back here. That's what I always said.
When I worked, that was in a department store I worked at, they had a 3-foot-tall Barbie that I had put semen on its face and then put it back in the box.
Matt, be quiet.
A child.
And some child bought it. Or some
Matt,
shut up.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck, Matt? I just noticed.
496, this is Lorraine.
Hi, this is Matt from the corporate office with,
Okay.
Yeah, Quick Trip. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Do what?
Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? We just need to do a quick survey with them.
Okay.
They get a free fountain drink or a hot dog if they'd like. It's just a quick 1-minute survey.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Okay.
He's actually on his phone.
Oh, okay. Well, if you could just explain to him real quick.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Yeah, we should call this one back for the breakers.
She has no clue.
I think we should, actually.
The survey thing is not right.
I think she's your best bet.
No,
I mean, it's not this long
to
take.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but here's the thing. I'm not really calling from the corporate office. I'm just a prank phone caller. But the cashier, she doesn't know that. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, and you play along, and then you get a free soda.
Sweet.
Okay, here's what we're doing. I want you to say 5.
Blue 5.
Like you're rating something. Okay, now say 7.
That'd be more of a 7.
Okay, and then 11.5.
No, totally 11.5.
Okay, well, right. Thank you for going along with this prank and hand the phone back to her and say, tell her you're done.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Hold just one moment, please.
Okay, yeah. He did the survey. What's going on? No, wait, ma'am.
Hot dog or a fountain drink? All right. Ms. Lorraine, how may I help you?
Oh, yeah. Did you let him know that he gets either a free soft drink or a hot dog or a pack of cigarettes?
Sure did.
Okay. And you let him know the pack of cigarettes, too, because I don't know if I told you that before.
I didn't do the pack of cigarettes. I told him hot dog or a drink.
Okay, because that's one of his choices. He gets any of those three. And then, okay, well, thank you very much for participating, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hit it or not, though.
I love how that guy he's just like, okay.
That was awesome.
He was so good, too. He's like, that's more of a 7.
11.5.
Definitely 11.5.
Oh, I should have mentioned to him that he needs to go to Cacti Radio. I want him as a friend.
Man, got sound bites from that.
You should have said, okay, what you need to do is play along and just tell me how the person currently working is doing a bad job. Like, kind of describe the way they look. That would have been awesome.
Wait, Gunner, you want me to call her back and you tell her that, like, yeah, that guy rated you really low on everything.
Sure, sure.
Because it was, like, points out of 100.
Yeah, sure.
He dressed appropriately. Let's go remove the blouse.
It's too bad, though, because I'm sure she would fall for the breaker thing.
Machine just broke.
469, this is Lorraine.
Hi, man. This is John from Corporate with Quick Trip. Just calling back after the survey.
Hold on just a moment, please.
Oh, no problem.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just reviewing the results for the survey, and the customer rated you fairly low, gave you a 7 out of 30 for the cleanliness of the store, and a couple of other results. So I'm just calling to see why maybe he rated you that low.
Okay, I have no idea. He was only in here to buy a pack of gum, and that was it. So that's all he even looked at.
What would you say about the cleanliness of the store?
It's actually really clean. I came in here on reduction, so it was already pretty clean whenever I got here.
He was also saying that you didn't greet him when he entered.
Do what?
You didn't greet him? You didn't acknowledge him when he entered the store?
I did. He was on his cell phone.
Yes, but even if the customer's on the cell phone, you should at least look at them or say hi or something.
I did. I was cleaning girls and I said hello when he walked in.
Yes. He also said you were a little bit underdressed.
Underdressed? I'm in uniform.
Well, is there another customer there we could survey to see if the results match?
There is not.
Well, we're probably going to have to talk to your manager about this. But, I'm a little concerned about these results.
Okay, manager is more than welcome to watch film.
Okay. Is there any way you could take some pictures and send them to our email?
There is not.
Well, let's wait for another customer. We'll get them on the line.
I'm a little too busy for any of this, so I'll let you go.
Okay. Damn it.
How are you busy with
hookers? Are you busy with
hookers? She was not busy.
Dumb cunt.
I fucked it up.
Jesus, really?
You didn't fuck anything up.
How did you not think that? How are you busy with nothing?
I'm sorry,
to
I
do?
Fucked it up. I could have been more mean, but I just couldn't.
Oh, it was awesome, Gunner.
Thanks.
Yeah, nothing he does is awesome.
Oh.
God damn it,
sir. Huh?
24, how can I help you?
Oh, how you doing, dear?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You having a good night? Yeah, this is Maddie from the corporate office. We're calling in to do the corporate survey. The customer survey. You got anybody in this evening?
Yeah, I've got someone in here.
Oh, all right. Beautiful. Could you please put them on, dear? Or her on. Whatever. You know.
You just want to put someone in?
And they get a free fountain drink out of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's because I had the dominant.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is this a customer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The girl at the register has a crush on you. She wants to put her pinky inside your butthole.
Right.
Yeah, and she said she'd give you a drink for it. Like any kind of booze you wanted. She just wants a, like, one little pinky finger. Maybe a tongue, but not a thumb, you know? Just keeping it real, yo.
What the fuck?
That's how we do it at Quick Trip, you dumb cunt. That's how we do it at Quick Trip, you dumb cunt.
Welcome to Quick Trip.
Okay.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr., you dumb cunt.
What?
You're a stupid dumb cunt. Keep saying
a
what?
Dumb cunt?
Yeah, you are.
But you still get the free drink.
Okay, you better shut the fuck up because you don't know who I am.
But you get
what are you, gangbanger?
Ma'am, if you play this right, you get a free fountain drink.
I am so sorry about that, sir.
Sir?
You should have got a free drink.
Okay. I know.
What?
Ma'am, can we have another customer? Because we need to do the survey one more time.
I am so sorry about that.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why. What was with her language? That was crazy. Do you have another customer there I could speak with?
Who is this?
Maddie from Customer Corporate.
Mr. Creepy Fucker. That liar McLierson. Who tricks you and makes you do dumb shit at your house. You stupid fucking run.
That was actually good.
That was great.
Maddie from Customer Corporate Service.
This is Uncle Slippy Fist. That's what Dark Stranger said to say.
Yeah. Doctor, you can't trust me answering the phone.
That was great. She was apologizing to us for her language.
I know, but the lady's like, what the fuck?
We gotta do another one of those.
We got All right. Well, okay, like the search that I did, I have 4 more quick trips left in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. So here, I'll do the next one. Who wants it?
Matt wants it.
Do you want it, Matt?
I just need to be rude. So Brad needs to do it, and then when they get on...
Yes, Brad gets them on, and then...
Okay, all right, that sounds good to me.
And then Matt just rips them up.
It's a good team effort.
Quick Trip 79, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Glenn from the corporate office with Quick Trip. I'm just calling
Hi,
you...
Hi, I'm ready for you.
Oh, hello, I'm calling you the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Negative, Ghost Rider, I am empty.
Oh, there's nobody in there at all. Okay.
Nope.
Hey!
I guess we'll try back a little bit later.
Maybe we can get there and fill her up, if you know what I'm talking about.
You what?
Ghost Rider.
This is my co-worker, Matt, here in the corporate office. He's saying
that... Well, you know, we're sitting here. We're bored. But if you say you're empty, we're thinking about maybe filling you up. You know what I'm talking
about? I know you think I'm new and everything, but I'm not. And I know this isn't corporate, so how about you not call me back?
Ooh. We got told.
I'll call the store back.
Matt, you were just served. Just so you know.
I feel like I'm in a...
She filled you up.
With young black girls dancing. I got served.
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with Quick Trip. Hello, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could... do a quick survey with?
I don't have anyone in here right now.
Oh, there's not. Okay, and there's no one like outside getting ready to come in or anything like that?
No.
Okay, and also, it seems like, besides the survey, there was a problem with the lottery machine. Were you having problems with the lottery or the credit card machine? Because none of the transactions are coming through. They were thinking maybe we need to do a computer reset.
Like none of the credit cards at all?
Well, they're going through on your end, I think, but we're not receiving them here on this end. So it's like the internet connection is broken between the corporate office and...
That's not good.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a problem, but yeah, might need to reset that if...
Yeah, do you think you could go to the breaker boxes real quick and we can just reset all the switches over there?
Yeah, where's that at?
The breaker box, the big gray boxes on the wall, they're usually located by the restrooms. Any big power boxes, like a fuse box? Are you still there, ma'am?
Yeah, I'm looking for it.
Oh, okay. Do you have a cordless phone, then?
Yeah.
It's usually, like, I don't know, do you have a water fountain?
No.
Or restrooms for the public?
I'm in the back room, and there's a bunch of boxes. Is it a gray one?
Yeah, the big boxes on the wall, they're connected to power conduits, like little tubes of electricity. You know, the electrical boxes.
I have one that says AT&T, one that says EasyTel.
This says what, I'm sorry?
EasyTel.
No, these are telephone boxes, it sounds like.
And then Rainbird, and that's all I see.
Rainbird. There's no electrical boxes, you know, the big gray ones with a bunch of switches inside. It's like a door you have to open. You open this little metal door, and there's switches inside.
Let me look in the other closet.
You might remember it from training, like if there's ever an emergency with, you know, a fire or anything, that you have to turn off all the switches. Oh, a customer came in.
You know what the power box is?
Who's she asking about the power box?
Customer.
Have a nice day, sir. By the way, you know where our power boxes are? Dark Stranger says Rainbird is a sprinkler system. Let's have her set off the sprinklers.
Should fit and get real?
No, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, like, ducks could have a lot of fun with that, because those...
Well,
those,
yeah.
You know, fire suppression things, they have them on all the gas pumps, and it, like, blows out a bunch of yellow smoke onto everyone.
It's Talon.
Yeah. Usually. Like Terminator.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the sprinklers, you know? I mean.
Well, Halon and, like, never all, like... And like, Halon will fucking kill you if you're trapped in a room with a Halon system.
Really?
Yeah, because it takes all the oxygen away. That's how it puts out the fire.
Oh, that makes sense. But, yeah, no, it isn't.
Halon will fucking kill you. Like, dude, I worked in a lot of data centers with the Halon system.
Yeah, I'm here.
There's an AT&T box, and then it has a whole bunch of switches in it. Would that be what it is?
Like black switches inside of a gray box?
It's kind of like a tan box.
No, that's a phone. That's the phone lines. This would be the electrical panels.
What's the electrical panels?
And usually they're by the restrooms. Do you have customer restrooms there?
Yeah, I have a restroom on each side.
And there's no gray boxes like built into the wall? There, it should be several of them, like 4 to 6 gray boxes?
She said there should be 4 to 6.
Is that another employee you're talking to there?
Yeah, the QA.
The what, I'm sorry?
Is it up way high?
Oh, no, it should be where you can reach him for emergencies if you need to turn things off.
No, he said it should be where I can reach it. I'm sorry, we don't know where it's at.
Well, do you have, like, maybe a hammer or a gun? Because we're going to need you to go to the back of the store, and there's a bubble where the power comes in from the outside, like a bubble with the spinning meter, you know? We need you to either smash that with the hammer or shoot it with a gun. Do you have a gun, ma'am?
No, I don't.
All right. I guess we'll call back in the morning when the manager gets in, then.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, and do you have any customers there, by the way, yet? Like, we could go ahead and do that survey and get that out of the way.
Yeah, I have one. Do you want
to talk to them? Oh, sure, that'd be great. Okay. I'll put Matt on the phone for that.
What am I doing? Just being horrible.
Yeah, please be horrible, sir.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, this is the customer.
Hello?
Yeah. Are you the shitty customer?
Yes, sir, I am.
Rock on. Hey, that fucking broad that just handed you the phone said she wants to do it like a dirty little scat party, but you get to fucking bust a nut. She wants some poop in her mouth, but she will suck you off at the same time.
Do you realize you're talking to a toss-up police officer?
Oh, yeah. Rock on, Piggy.
Yeah, fuck you, buddy. Oink, oink.
I will trace this number.
Okay, do it.
Trace it, buddy.
We'll stay on the line while you trace it, so we'll hold.
Do it.
Go ahead and do that real quick.
You hung up. No, he's back.
Sissy.
Okay, let me have this one real quick. I'm calling her right back.
Yeah.
Cricket.
Hi, this is Kevin from AT&T. We understand there was a trace, a call trace initiated from this line. Do you know anyone there that would have initiated a trace? Well, that was amusing.
You think a tracer will stop me? Morning, manager. Morning, manager. The only thing you fucking knuckleheads know what to say. Morning, manager.
This is Michael again. I'm the corporate survey. Oh, he had a customer morning, there. He could have done the survey with us.
Morning, manager. Morning.
You almost had him, Tristan.
Morning.
All right,
manager.
You guys.
Manager.
Matt.
What?
Good night.
I ruined it.
Good night.
No, you didn't ruin it. You didn't ruin it at all, Matt. It was great. It was perfect. He was done anyway.
Are you really gone? You going to sleep?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I saw you.
Aw.
Oh, hey, Dean.
Hey.
Welcome to the botnet. We love you.
Wait. All right. Good night, everyone.
Later, everybody.
It was a fun, you know, end of the show part, anyway.
Oh, I fucking spit it all over my computer and doing
that. It gave me a semi.
Yeah, me too. Gunner's, like, trying to keep me here by posting a bunch of local phone numbers to me. That's not the way to do it, Gunner.
Police station.
You know, like, someone's been doing car dings up in Eugene, Oregon, which is, like, 35 minutes from my house. I'm not going to be calling any of those.
I will.
He's doing a bunch of them, though. Yeah, maybe I'll give them to the forums people or something, and they can call them.
What is that going to look
somehow
exactly
that,
like?
Somehow that makes it, because they're going to say your name.
Yeah, probably. Cacti Radio, phone losers. Okay, all right. Good night.
Whoever wants to fake out, give me a call.
Yeah, well, right, honey. Do a conference, you guys.
Add me.
Call me, maybe I'll get on for a bit.